Jesus knows what it feels like to be lonely. He knows what it means to be so fatigued, you don't think you can put one foot in front of the other. He understands that. Jesus understands bigotry and prejudice and racism. He knows what it means to be outcast, to be put down, to be misunderstood, to be discriminated against. He understands every emotional thing you could ever go through.
Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Is Christmas just for Christians? The answer to that question may surprise you as we continue with our series called Christmas is for All People. Rick shows us how God wants each and every person on this planet to share in the blessing that comes from celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Christmas is for All People.
Now, let me be clear about this. God loves you unconditionally, but he does not approve of everything you do. Unconditional love does not mean unconditional approval. Those are your parents. Do you love your kids? Of course you do. Do you approve of everything they do? No. Do you still love them? Yes. My wife doesn't approve of everything I do. She still loves me. God loves you unconditionally. He does not approve. That does not mean because God loves you, you can just do whatever you want to do and it doesn't make God sad or upset. In other words, God's not saying, oh, go ahead, ruin your life. Just mess it up, screw it up. Just do whatever you want to do. Ignore me. No, no, he doesn't approve of that. But he loves you unconditionally. And no matter what you do, you can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you will fail. You could say, I'm gonna show that I can make God stop loving you. You can't make God stop loving you because his love isn't based on your performance. It's not based on what you do. It's based on who he is, not what you do. It is his nature. God is love. Now, you say, well, how do I know God loves me? I could give you 3 or 4 dozen examples. But since it's Christmas, let me just give you 2. Attention and action. Love is attention and love is action. Number one, I know God loves you because he pays attention to every single detail of your life. There's no moment of your life God is not paying attention. He saw you conceived in your mother's womb. He watched every point of your life to conception. He watched you take your first breath. He's seen every up, down, good, bad, and ugly, and he's never had his eyes off you. God pays attention to all the details. Now, why is that important? Because love pays attention. In fact, love is attention. You pay attention to what you love. If you don't pay attention to it, I don't care what you say, you don't love it. Dads, you say you love your kids, you don't pay attention to them, you don't love them. Because love pays attention. Attention is the greatest gift you can give someone. When I pay attention to you, it says, you matter to me. You're important. I value you. You're worth spending part of my time on. And my time is my life, so I'm actually giving you part of my life when I pay attention to you. Love pays attention. And the Bible says God is always paying attention to you. You say, God isn't interested in me. Are you kidding me? God is fascinated by you because he made you. He's your creator. And he made you to love you. He's fascinated by you. The Bible says every day of your life is numbered by God. The Bible says every hair of your head is numbered by God. Now, that's not hard for some of you. The Bible says every tear you have ever cried has been numbered by God. That's called attention to detail. You don't even know that. God knows far more about you than you know about yourself because he pays more attention to you than you do. The Bible says this on your outline. God knows every way I take. He's concerned about it and he pays attention to it. Does God ever get too busy for you? No. Can God ever be too busy and forget you? No. Can ever God ever lose interest in you? No. You know, people, many times, to remember people that they love, they get a tattoo. Okay? For a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband, wife, mom, somebody you love, you get a tattoo to be a constant reminder, I love this person. Did you know that God has a tattoo of you? He does. Look at the next verse. The Bible says this. Can a mother forget her nursing child? The answer is obviously no. No mother could forget a baby who's nursing at her breast. He said, and I will not forget you. God says, I have engraved you. That's a tattoo. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. On the palms of my hands. Now get this. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, they nailed him to a cross, and they nailed his feet, and they nailed his hands. That left scars in his hands. When you get to heaven, the only person in heaven who's going to have scars is Jesus. You're not going to have any. They're going to all be gone. But Jesus is going to have them because God wants everybody to remember for eternity what he did for us. He said, you want to know how much I love you? Look at this. This is my tattoo of you. I've engraved you on the palms of my hands. God says, you know how much I love you? I love you this much. I love you so much it hurts. I love you so much I'd rather die than live without you. This is how much I love you. You want to know how much I love you? I'm thinking about you all the time, and I can't forget you because I've tattooed you on my hands. And I'm never going to let it go. You may feel forgotten, but he's paying attention to you all the time. Love pays attention. Love not only pays attention, love takes action. And what love is it is a choice. Love's not about me, it's about you. And when I love you, I make your problem my problem. I make your agenda my agenda. Love is about giving. Lust is about getting. It's all about me. Love is about giving. And I make your problem my problem. You know what Jesus did? He made your problem his problem before you even knew you had a problem. In fact, before you were even born, he solved your problem by coming and dying for you on the cross. Love is action, and Jesus takes the initiative on your behalf before you even know you need it. He came to be your Savior. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Look at Luke chapter 2. Today in the city of David, a Savior for you has been born. A Savior for you has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You need a Savior. So I don't need a Savior. Believe me, if you didn't need a Savior, God wouldn't have sent one at Christmas. He wouldn't have wasted all the time to send his son to die on a cross. If there was any other way you could get into heaven except God's way, believe me, God wouldn't have wasted the effort. And we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas. Jesus came at Christmas to die for you. And that is the greatest example of love, one giving their life for another. Now, the third thing that Christmas teaches us about God and about all people is that God shares the pain of all people. He is a suffering God. He feels what you feel. God shares the pain of all people. He doesn't just shine his goodness. He doesn't just shower his love. He shares the pain of all people. We have a God who understands and sympathizes. God is not some distant force. He's not some callous being. He's not somebody who's aloof. He's not somebody who has no emotion. God is not some, far off cosmic force. May the force be with you. God understands your pain. He enters into your pain. He's not just aware of your pain. He cares about your pain. And he doesn't just care about your pain. He feels it. He shares it. He shares your pain.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There's more teaching coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
God shares the pain of all people. He doesn't just shine his goodness. He doesn't just shower his love. He shares the pain of all people. We have a God who understands and sympathizes. God is not some distant force. He's not some callous being. He's not somebody who's aloof. He's not somebody who has no emotion. God is not some, far off cosmic force. May the force be with you. God understands your pain. He enters into your pain. He's not just aware of your pain. He cares about your pain. And he doesn't just care about your pain. He feels it. He shares it. He shares your pain. Now, I don't know what pain you're in this Christmas. And I certainly don't know the causes. There could be thousands of causes for pain in your life. But I do know three things about your pain without even knowing who you are. Because I know God. Because I know the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let me share these with you. Number one, God the Father shares your pain. He understands and shares your pain because he wired you. He's the one who gave you the ability to experience pleasure and pain. He understands emotions. You know why? Because God is an emotional God. The only reason you have emotions is because you're made in God's image. Unlike other creatures, animals, they aren't made in God's image, but human beings are. And so God is an emotional God, so you have emotions. If God didn't have emotions, you wouldn't have any emotions. God is an emotional God. Did you know that the Bible says God laughs and God cries? The Bible says he sorrows, he weeps. The Bible says he rejoices. He knows how to have a good time. The Bible says that God gets frustrated with human beings just like you get frustrated with human beings. God understands emotions because he wired you. And when you grieve, you know what happens? God is grieving with you when you grieve. He's not going, why are you doing that? He grieves with you at the loss you're experiencing. Psalm 33 says this, God made the hearts of all people, that's everybody included, so he understands everything they do. He also understands everything they feel. Why? God is never shocked by your emotions. God is never surprised by your feelings. God is never going, oh man, I didn't see that one coming. In fact, those feelings that you're going to have tomorrow, he already knows you're going to have them because he knew you were going to have them 1,000 years before he created you. He wired you with emotion. So your father is not some distant father who doesn't get it. When you're going through pain of any kind, God gets it because he wired you. Second reason, not only does a father create you, Jesus understands your pain. He shares your pain because he's been there. He suffered too. He came to earth and lived a full human life. Been there, done that. God came and experienced everything we experienced in human form. When Jesus was born at Christmas, he wasn't exactly born into the lap of luxury. Not some nice hospital, not some incredible Ritz-Carlton hotel or something. He comes in the most painful, simple way you can imagine. In a little dirty town, in a dusty part of the Middle East, to a teenage girl who's flat broke poor, and he's born in a barn with animals around. You can't get any lower than that. You weren't born that way. Your birth was much more comfortable than the birth of Jesus. And so he chose the simplest way to come and experienced all the suffering of life. The Bible says this, Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses since he faced all of the same temptations we do. Been there, done that. Jesus understands emotional pain. He knows what it's like to feel abandonment because he's been abandoned. He knows what it's, if you've ever been betrayed by anybody, that pain, Jesus knows what betrayal's like. If anybody's ever been unfaithful to you, Jesus knows what it's like to have people unfaithful to him. He knows what it's like to be misunderstood, criticized falsely. Jesus knows what it feels like to be lonely, the pain of loneliness. He experienced that. He knows what it means to be so fatigued, you don't think you can put one foot in front of the other. He understands that. Jesus understands bigotry and prejudice and racism. He knows what it means to be outcast, to be put down, to be misunderstood, to be discriminated against. He understands every emotional thing you could ever go through. Emotional pain. He understands physical pain. If you're in physical pain right now, God understands that because he's experienced physical pain. He came to earth in human form. And Jesus went through all of the pains that we do in life. And then when he died on the cross. It's hard to think of a more excruciating pain than the torture of crucifixion. It's about one of the top most painful ways to die. Because when in a crucifixion, they nail your hands and your feet to a cross. And in this position with your hands up, it creates pressure on the chest cavity and you can't breathe. And so you have to stand up on your feet that are nailed to the cross in order to breathe. And you hold that position until you can't handle it anymore on the pain and you let down to get off the pain off your head. And the death on the cross is up and down and up and down. And it often took days. It was intentionally cruel, intentionally torture because it was a death for criminals. And often took days to die. And often if they wanted to hasten the night, they would break a man's legs so he couldn't stand up anymore and then he'd suffocate. He understands the physical pain you go through. Jesus understands mental pain, mental anguish. He understands spiritual anguish and pain. See, how do you know that? Because on the cross, he took all of our sin and the guilt for all of our sin on his life. Now, let's just think this through. You know how bad you feel when you feel guilty over just one thing? I mean, when you feel guilty over something, you feel really bad about it. Imagine feeling bad about taking the guilt of every sin ever committed, every crime ever committed by every person in all of history on you at one point. Can you imagine the mental anguish he would go through? Jesus on the cross took the guilt for every rape ever committed, for every molested child ever committed, for every spouse that's been abused. He took all of that guilt. He took the guilt for every murder, for every adultery, for every unfaithfulness. He took the guilt for all of the genocides in history and the 6 million Jews who were killed in the Holocaust by Nazis. He took the guilt for all of that. He took all of the guilt of every person on himself. He understands mental anguish. He understands what that is to go through. So God made you, he understands it. Jesus experienced it, so he understands. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says that when you're in pain, that the Holy Spirit prays for you about your pain. You're kidding me. No, I'm not. Look at what the Bible says. When we're weak and we're tired, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Christmas is for All People. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan-leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. In this month of giving, I'd like to give something to you. And I'm very proud of this new tool we've developed. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Full color, vegan leather cover, 208 pages of Bible verses, illustrations, photos, encouraging verses that'll help you stay consistent all this next year in your prayer time. Finally, let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.